We're now going to go into situational dynamics, and the way to understand this is to say, okay, I'm in a room right now. It's a particular structure. It's got, cupboards, got chairs, got desks, those sorts of things. But if that's my environment, but if the water tank above sort of leaks and puts water everywhere, my situation has changed. So situational dynamics are within the environment, and we often experience quite a lot of mental difficulty because there is change in our lives. Because in the unconscious state, which many, many people are in, it's the first level of consciousness, and this is process subservient. They are resistant to change at all costs. You'll have found this in organizations, you'll find this in political structures, you'll find this in nationalities, you'll find it in religious structures, all of it, because around about 98% of people are very rigid in their thinking. They don't want to have responsibility. They're not very creative. It's really been taken from them. It doesn't mean that they weren't creative in the beginning. When people are the age of five, they have a genius level of innovative creative capacity. And that is really over a period of time, scientifically, sort of lobotomized from them. By the time they're 31, they've got probably 2% left of that. It's a very declining situation, and this is because the situation they've gone into in the environment of the colleges has all been convergent left brain thinking. Divergent right brain thinking, which is a little bit more woolly, a little bit more creative, isn't so much there. It's really, if you're good at left brain convergent thinking, you're going to get on well in a corporation, in a career. And creatives get a little bit left behind. But there is a third kind of thinking that we can bring to the table, and it really is essential for the future of humanity. It's called hemispheric synchronization. It's a flow state where you're using the process left brain in conjunction with the right brain and really maximizing the intuition and capability of being in a flow state. So you can start to naturally use the unconscious mind working at 40 million bits of data per second to solve complex issues rather than constantly concentrating on the left brain convergent working at 40 bits of data per second. It's just very simple math that you want to be using all your brain rather than a bit of it. But when we talk about a situation where someone's only ever been exposed to a convergent thinking environment, and that's the dictate of what is required from them, then that's going to be very difficult for them to break out from. That's why 98% of people are in that. Then you have the next level of consciousness in that situation. Same person, same place, same environment, but the situation of their mind is slightly different because they might be goal subservient. And if they're goal subservient, then they're wanting to achieve, they're more aspirational, they're more driven, they've got a better view of the world that they can achieve more and change their situation. It's a very powerful way of thinking, but also limiting because it's goal subservient, because unless they achieve that goal, they're not happy. They're constantly having to strive. So in other words, they're not asking those bigger, better quality questions still. And as you go out from that, you go into this third state of consciousness, which is where you start to ask those questions. You ask, why am I doing what I'm doing? Where I'm going? What's the meaning of life? Why do I think what I think? Why do I believe what I believe? Why do I align to a certain party or a religion? Why is it I'm doing all this? Where is the core of this thought? And is it progressive or regressive? Is it helping me or is it hindering me? And thus we can change our situation. I can be in this same room and I can listen to a piece from a politician who is talking about liberty, freedom of the people, and in the same environment, and I can change to another channel and talk to another thought leader, and they will be talking more about a totalitarian regime where we have to bring in more and more consideration of what needs to be done by people. In other words, we've lost to the centralized government and we've lost this feeling of the people. In other words, government is there for its own right and it's not there for the people. This is where we're tending to move as a global society, and it's quite a position where we have to recognize that change is inevitable. And the more we gain something called agile thinking, the more we can adapt to this change and not be so reactive and sort of damaged by it, because ultimately lots of situations can come up if we're not prepared to change and we resist it and we don't change our thinking, then we can end up with neurotic or psychotic disorders or physical disorders. We need to have this flexibility all the time, and that is something that when we do our programs, we're working consistently with the mind to be able to achieve.